Hi, I'm Mike Mella, back here with Sean Smith. This is the Website 101 podcast, and it's just a really quick episode today because we'd like to ask you for your help with something. And stay tuned to the end of this episode for a quick tip that can improve your website. So, Sean, you want to talk about what we're asking listeners to help us out with?
Yeah, we really like all our listeners, and we've built up our listenership, and now we want to find out exactly what you like and don't like about the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some ideas, but we would love to get real feedback from real listeners. So what we've prepared is a short survey. It's only 8 questions, all of them are optional. So, you know, you just fill out as much as you need, but this will help us to plan episodes that you find useful. So you can find the survey by going to our website, website101podcast.com/survey, and just fill it in, submit it, and this will guide us in planning season 5.
Right, and it also will help us to understand a little bit more about who's listening to our podcast and what our audience is like, because we'd like to learn more about that.
Exactly. So, you know, the questions are just a couple of things like, what type of episodes do you like? What type of episodes do you not like? What is your technical level? And a couple of other things. It really will only take maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes of your time tops.
Right, if that, yep.
So, Mike, what is our tip?
Yeah, just to throw in a quick tip here for your website, be mindful of conventions. And by that, we mean naming conventions, for navigation menus, best practices for user experience, that kind of thing. And Sean, do you want to start us off with a quick example of what we mean by that?
Yeah. Sometimes people like to be unique, and there's a place and a time for that. And that could be in the design or maybe a special section on your website, but your navigation has conventions for a reason. It's to help your visitor get there. So one of those conventions would be like if you have a blog section, it's typically called blog, not ruminations or my thoughts. So you want to keep it like blog so that people know what it is. And Google will give that kind of priority. Like, you know, if people are searching for a blog about pretzels, not my thoughts about pretzels.
Right. Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And it's also, it also improves clarity of your content. So like the example I would give would be, I often see in the navigation menu, the word media. Now, when I see the word media, it could mean several different things. It could mean a media kit, like a press kit. Like maybe that's where I go for various types of media about this organization, videos, podcasts, things like that. Or does it mean this section is for the media, like people who want to interview people at that organization and get their thoughts on an issue?
Right.
Is it media releases that the organization has published themselves? You know, what is it? It's not clear by the word media. So make it more specific.
Alternatively, it could just be like videos and podcasts and pictures, because all of those are examples of media that you're just providing for your visitors. Mm-hmm. So that's our short episode in a nutshell. Please fill out the survey, website101podcast.com, and we hope you enjoyed the tip. We're looking forward to seeing you again or talking to you again in season 5. The Website 101 podcast is hosted by me, Sean Smith. You can find me on LinkedIn. My username is Caffeine Creations, or on Twitter, where my username is Caffeine Creation, CaffeineCreation, or at my website, caffeinecreations.ca.
And by me, Mike Mella. You can reach me online at belikewater.ca. And also on Twitter and LinkedIn, where my username is Mike Mella. That's MIKEMELLA.